This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
I actually saw a little bit of overnight strength across the board. Corn up about 3 with the beans up 6 in the break here this morning. And wheat's been the bright spot for another day here, up 6 to 9 cents, depending on what class you're looking at. And that's been one of the big drivers. And that's primarily been pushed by what's going on over in Europe. Black Sea region production levels expected to be quite a bit lower. And you're seeing that in Ukraine, Russia, France, Germany, just across the board over there. So as a result, Paris milling wheat has been rallying really nicely. And the U.S. markets have been following along. It's been a really nice reprieve from the recent action that we've seen in the wheat. And that's been kind of a big pusher. Of course, yesterday, today, big deal is going to be the USDA reports coming out at 11 o'clock this morning, and how the trade views the data that we get from them versus what the average trade estimates were coming into it. And you know, as is usually the case, it's all about what do the real numbers look like versus the estimate. But this one is traditionally kind of a yawner. You don't usually see much market action, and the quarterly stocks report at the end of the month becomes the much bigger one. So maybe we see a surprise from USDA today, but the trade is certainly not expecting anything major.
And with those estimates that we've received so far of what we think could be in the WASDE report today, have they made any cuts to that top end of the yield based on some of the warm weather we've had recently?
You see that in the corn, but not in the beans, which is kind of surprising considering that the bulk of this heat and dryness that we've had has been since the 1st of August. And, you know, the saying is the beans are made in August. And so it's kind of surprising to see a 1/6 of a bushel reduction in the corn yield estimate.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 1 3/4 at 406.5. November soybeans up 5 3/4 at 10.06¼. October soybean meal up 270 at 318.70. October soybean oil up 9 cents at 39.87. On the Merck, October live cattle up 97 cents at 177.92. September feeder cattle up 52 cents at 241.07. October lean hogs down 55 cents at 79.20. October pork cutout unchanged at 91.55. Class 3 milk is up 5 cents at 23.16. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.